Hare Krishna. Just reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Verse 36. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 This is quite a long purport, so I will do the Sanskrit. Just request just one of each gents and ladies to repeat later.
Etavad eva jignasyam.
Etavad eva jignasyam.
Tatva jignasunatmanaha.
Tatva jignasunatmanaha.
Anya vyavyataret kyapyam. Yatshat sarvatra sarvada.
Etava
deva jignasyam.
Tatva
jignasunatmanaha. Anyava vyatarat kyapyam. Yatshat sarvat sarvatra sarvada.
Etava
deva jignasyam. Tatva jignasunatmana. Anvaya vyatarakhyapyam. Yatsyat sarvatra sarvada.
Prabhus.
Etava deva jignasyam.
Yatshat sarvatra sarvada.
Mataji.
Etava deva jignasam.
Vajjyasanatmanam.
Yatjasakasatmanam.
Word for word.
Etavat.
Up to this.
Eva.
Certainly.
Jignasyam.
Is to be inquired.
Tatva.
The absolute truth.
Jignasuna.
By the student.
Atmana.
Of the self.
Anvaya.
Directly.
Vyatirakhyapyam.
Indirectly.
Yat.
Whatever.
Sat.
It may be.
It may be.
Sarvatra. In all space and time.
Sarvada.
In all circumstances.
In all circumstances.
Translation and a very long purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, a person who is searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, more certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, and both directly and indirectly. So please repeat responsively. A person who is searching
after the Supreme Absolute Truth,
the personality of Godhead,
most certainly search.
For it up to this.
In all circumstances.
In all space and time.
And both directly and indirectly.
Purport. To unfold the mystery of Bhakti Yoga, as it is explained in previous verse, is the ultimate stage of all inquiries or the highest objective for the inquisitive. Everyone is searching after self-realization in different ways, by karma yoga or jnana yoga, by dhyana yoga, by raja yoga, by bhakti yoga, etc. To engage in self-realization is the responsibility of every living entity developed in consciousness. One who is developed in consciousness certainly makes inquiries into the mystery of the self, of the cosmic situation, and of problems of life in all spheres and fields, social, political, economical, cultural, religious, moral, etc., and in their different branches. But here the goal of all such inquiries is explained. The Vedanta Sutra philosophy begins with the inquiry about life, and the Bhagavatam answers such inquiries up to this point, or the mystery of all inquiries. Lord Brahma, Shri Shri Radha Gopinanda Bhagavan ki
Jai.
Lord Brahma wanted to be perfectly educated by the personality of Godhead, and here is the answer by the Lord, finished in four nutshell verses, from Aham Eva to this verse, Etavad Eva. This is the end of the self-realization processes. Men do not know that the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, due to being bewildered by the glaring reflection in the darkness, and as such, everyone is entering into the darkest region of material existence, driven by the uncontrolled senses. The whole material existence has sprung up because of sense gratification, desires based principally on the sex desire, and the result is that in spite of all advancement of knowledge, the final goal of all activities of the living entities is sense gratification. But here is the real goal of life, and everyone should know it by inquiries put before a bona fide spiritual master, expert in the science of bhakti yoga, or from a living personality of Bhagavatam life. Everyone is engaged in various kinds of scriptural inquiries, but the Srimad Bhagavatam gives answers to all the various students of self-realization. This ultimate objective of life is not to be searched without great labor or perseverance. One who is imbibed with such sincere inquiries must ask the bona fide spiritual master in disciplic succession from Brahmaji, and that is the direction given here. Because the mystery was disclosed before Brahmaji by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the mystery of all such inquiries regarding self-realization must be put before such a spiritual master, who is directly the representative of the Lord, acknowledged in that disciplic succession. Such a bona fide spiritual master is able to clear up the whole thing by evidence from revealed scriptures, both direct and indirect. Although everyone is free to consult the revealed scriptures in this connection, one still requires the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, and that is the direction in this verse. The bona fide spiritual master is the most confidential representative of the Lord, and one must receive direction from the spiritual master in the same spirit that Brahmaji received in from the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. The bona fide spiritual master is the bona fide chain in disciplic succession, never claims to be the Lord himself, although such a spiritual master is greater than the Lord in the sense that he can deliver the Lord by his personally realized experience, just like Prabhupada. The Lord is not to be found simply by education or by good fertile brain, but surely he can be found by the sincere student through the transparent medium of the bona fide spiritual master. The revealed scriptures give directions directly to this end, but because the bewildered living entities are blinded by the glaring reflection in the darkness, they are unable to find the truth of the revealed scriptures. For example, in the Bhagavad Gita, the whole direction is targeted toward the personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. But for want of a bona fide spiritual master in the line of Brahmaji, or the direct hearer, Arjuna, there are different distortions of the revealed knowledge by many unauthorized persons who just want to satisfy their own whims. Undoubtedly, the Bhagavad Gita is accepted as one of the most brilliant stars in the horizon of the spiritual sky. Yet the interpretation of this great book of knowledge have so grossly been distorted that every student of the Bhagavad Gita is still in the same darkness of glaring material reflections. Such students are hardly enlightened by the Bhagavad Gita. In the Gita, practically the same instructions is imparted as in the four prime verses of the Bhagavatam. But due to wrong and fashionable interpretations by unauthorized persons, one cannot reach the ultimate conclusion. In the Bhagavad Gita 18:61, it is clearly said, Ishvara sarva bhutana videsha arjuna tishtati Brahmaya sarvabhutani yantrarudya yantrarudani mayaya. The Lord is situated in the hearts of all living beings as Paramatma, and He is controlling all of them in the material world under the agency of His external energy. Therefore, it is clearly mentioned that the Lord is the supreme controller and the living entities are controlled by the Lord. In the same Bhagavad Gita 1865, the Lord directs as follows: Manmana bhava matbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evashyasi satyam te pratijane priyoshti me. It is clear from this verse of the Bhagavad Gita that the direction of the Lord is that one should be God-minded, a devotee of the Lord, a worshipper of the Lord, and must offer all obeisances unto Lord Krishna. By so doing, the devotee will undoubtedly go back to Godhead, back to home. Indirectly, it is said that the whole Vedic social construction of human society is so made that everyone acts as part and parcel of the complete body of the Lord. The intelligent class of men, or the Brahmanas, are situated on the face of the Lord. The administrative class of men, the Kshatriyas, are situated on the arms of the Lord. The productive class of men, the Vaishyas, are situated on the belt of the Lord. And the laborer class of men, the Shudras, are situated on the legs of the Lord. Therefore, the complete social construction is the body of the Lord, and all the parts of the body, namely Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, and the Shudras, are meant to serve the Lord's whole body conjointly. Otherwise, the parts become unfit to be coordinated with the Supreme Consciousness of Oneness. Universal Consciousness is factually achieved by coordinated service of all concerned about to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that alone can ensure that perfection, total perfection. Therefore, even the great scientists, the great philosophers, the great mental speculators, the great politicians, the great industrialists, the great social reformers, etc., cannot give any relief to the restless society of the material world, because they do not know the secret of success as mentioned in this verse of the Bhagavatam, namely that one must know the mystery of Bhakti Yoga. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.15, it is stated, Namam duskrit no muta prapadyante naradmanaha mayaya paharita jnana asuram bhavam ashritaha. Because the so-called great leaders of human society are ignorant of this great knowledge of Bhakti Yoga and are always engaged in ignoble acts of sense gratification, bewildered by the external energy of the Lord, they are stubborn rebels against the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they never agree to surrender unto Him because they are fools, miscreants, and the lowest type of human beings. Such faithless non-believers may be highly educated in the material sense of the term, but factually they are the greatest fools of the world, because by the influence of the external material nature, all their so-called acquisitions of knowledge has been made null and void. Therefore, all advancement of knowledge in the present context of things is being misused by cats and dogs fighting with one another for sense gratification, and all acquisition of knowledge in science, philosophy, fine arts, nationalism, economic development, religion, and great activities are being spoiled by being used as dresses for dead men. There is no utility in the dresses used for covering a coffin of a dead body, save getting false applause from the ignorant public. The Srimad Bhagavatam therefore says again and again that without attainment of the status of Bhakti Yoga, all the activities of human society are to be considered absolute failures. It is said, Prabhavastatvat abhudajato yavan yajignasta atmatatvam yavat krayastavat adam manohya manovai karmat manakam yena sharira bandha. That's Bhagavatam 5.5.5. As long as one is blind to inquiring after self-realization, all material activities, however great they may be, are all different kinds of defeat, because the aim of human life is not by such unwanted and profitless activities. The function of the human body is to attain freedom from material bondage. And as long as one is fully absorbed in material activities, his mind will be overwhelmed in the whirlpool of matter. And thus he will continue to be engaged in material bodies life after life. Eva mana karma vasham prayukta avidyatmani upadishyamane pritirya pritirnavyavan maidu vasudeva namochate deha yogina bhava yogina tatva. Bhagavatam 5.5.6. It is one's mind that generates different kinds of bodies for suffering different kinds of material pangs. Therefore, as long as the mind is absorbed in fruitive activities, the mind is understood to be absorbed in nascence. And thus, one is sure to be subjected to material bondage in different bodies again and again, until one develops a transcendental love of Godhead, Vasudev, the Supreme Person. To become absorbed in the transcendental name, quality, form and activities of the Supreme Person, Vasudev, means to change the temper of the mind from matter to absolute knowledge, which leads one to the path of absolute realization and thus frees one from the bondage of material contact and engagements in different material bodies. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada therefore comments on the word sarvatra sarvada in the sense that the principles of bhakti yoga or devotional service to the Lord are apt in all circumstances, i.e. bhakti yoga is recommended in all revealed scriptures. It is performed by all authorities, it is important in all places, it is useful in all causes and effects, etc. As far as the revealed scriptures are concerned, he quotes from the Skanda Purana on the topics of Brahma and Narada as follows. Samsaresmin mahagore janma mrityu samakule ujanam vasudevasya tarakam vidishmitam. In the material world, which is full of darkness and dangers, combined with birth, death, and full of different anxieties, the only way to get out of the great entanglement is to accept loving transcendental devotional service to Lord Vasudev. This is accepted by all classes of philosophers. Srila Jiva Goswami also quotes another common passage which is found in three Puranas, namely the Padma Purana, Skanda Purana and Linga Purana. It runs as follows. Alodhya sarva shastrani vicharya cha puna puna idam ekam sunishpanam yeyo narayana sada. By scrutinizingly reviewing all the revealed scriptures and judging them again and again, it is now concluded that Lord Narayan is the Supreme Absolute Truth, and thus He alone should be worshipped. The same truth is also considered indirectly or described indirectly in the Garuda Purana as follows. Varam gatopi vedanam sarva shastartha vedayapi yona sarveshvara bhaktas tam vidyat purushat hamam. Even though one may have gone to the other side of all the Vedas, and even though one is well versed in all the revealed scriptures, if one is not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, he must be considered the lowest of mankind. Similarly, it is also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12 indirectly as follows. Yashyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarve gunestatra samasate sura harav abakshat abaktasya kunot uto mahatguna manorathanasatitavavopahi. One who has unflinching devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead must have all good qualities of the demigods, and contrarily, one who is not a devotee of the Lord must be hovering in the darkness of mental speculation and thus must be engaged in material impermanence. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.11.18 says, Shabda Brahmani Nishnato Na Nishyat Pare Yadi Shramastasya Shramabhalo Hi Adanam Eva Rakshataha. One may be well versed in all the transcendental literature of the Vedas, but if he fails to be acquainted with the Supreme, then it must be concluded that all of his education is like the burden of a beast or like one's keeping a cow without milking capacity. Similarly, the liberty of discharging loving transcendental service to the Lord is invested in everyone, even the women, the Shudras, the forest tribes, and all the other living beings born in sinful conditions. Deve Vedanti Atharenta Cha Deva Myayam Stri Shudra Una Sabara Papi Jivaha Yadi Adbhuta Kakrama
Prayanishila Shikas Tiryak Jana Api Kimu Brute Dharana Ye. It's Bhagavatam 2.7.46. The lowest of human beings can be elevated to the highest stage of development, devotional life if they are trained by the bona fide spiritual master well versed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. If the lowest can be so elevated, then what to speak of the highest, who are well versed in the Vedic knowledge? The conclusion is the devotional service to the Lord is open for all, regardless of who they are. That is the confirmation of its application for all kinds of performance of the service. Therefore, the devotional service of the Lord, which with perfect knowledge, through the training of a bona fide spiritual master, is advised for everyone, even if one happens to be a human, even one happens to be not to be a human being. This is confirmed in the Garuda Purana as follows: Itapakshi mrigranam cha harom sanyasta cetasa udvam eva gati manye kim puna jnaninam nirnam. Even the worms, birds, beasts are assured of elevation to the highest perfection of life if they are completely surrendered to the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So what to speak of the philosophers amongst the human beings? Therefore, there is no need to seek properly qualified candidates for discharging devotional service to the Lord. Let them be either well-behaved or ill-trained. Let them be either learned or fools. Let them be either grossly attached or in the renounced order of life. Let them be liberated souls or desirous of salvation. Let them be inexpert in the discharge of devotional service or expert in the same. All of them can be elevated to the supreme position by discharging devotional service under the proper guidance. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9:30 and 32 as follows: Api chet sudaracharo bhajate mam anyanyabhak sadur evasam mantravaya samyak vyasito hi saha mam hi partha vyasparishatra ye pi syu papayonaha striyo vaishya tatha sudras te pi yanti paramgatim. Even if a person is fully addicted to all sorts of sinful acts, if he happens to be engaged in the loving transcendental service of the Lord under the proper guidance, he is to be considered the most perfect holy man without a doubt. And thus any person whatsoever, whosoever he or she may be, even the fallen women, the less intelligent laborer, the dull mercantile men, or even a man lower than all these, can attain the highest perfection of life going back home, back to Godhead, provided he or she takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in all earnestness. This sincere earnestness is the only qualification that can lead one to the highest perfectional stage of life. And unless and until such real earnestness is aroused, there is a difference between cleanliness and uncleanliness, learning or non-learning in the material estimation. Fire is always fire. And thus, if someone touches the fire, knowing or unknowingly, the fire will act on its own way without discrimination. The principle is, Harir Harati Papani Dushta Chitur Api Smita. The all-powerful Lord can purify the devotee of sinful reactions, just as the sun can sterilize all sorts of infections by its powerful rays. Attraction for material enjoyment cannot act upon pure devotee of the Lord. There are hundreds and thousands of aphorisms in the revealed scriptures. Atmaramas chamunaya. Even the self-realized souls can also be attracted by the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Kechit kevalya bhaktya vasudeva parayanaha. Simply by hearing and chanting, one becomes a great devotee of the Lord Vasudeva. Nachalite bhagvata paradavinde. Lavanya nimisaradim apisa vaishnava kraya. A person who does not move from the lotus feet of the Lord, even for a moment or a second, is to be considered the greatest of all Vaishnavas. Bhagavata prasadatam paprakte matsar sevaya pratitim te. The pure devotees who are convinced of attaining the association of the personality of Godhead, and thus they are always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Therefore, in all the continents, in all planets, in all universes, devotional service of the Lord or Bhakti Yoga is current. And that is the statement of the Srimad Bhagavatam and allied scriptures. Everywhere means in every part of the creation of the Lord. The Lord can be served by all the senses and even by simply the mind. The South Indian Brahmanas who serve the Lord simply on the strength of his mind also factually realize the Lord. Success is guaranteed for a devotee who fully engages in one of his senses in the mode of devotional service. The Lord can be served by any ingredient, even most common commodity, a flower, a leaf, a water, a fruit, which are all available in any part of the universe and without cost. And thus the Lord is served universally by the universal entities. He can be served simply by hearing. He can be served simply by chanting and reading about his activities. He can be served simply by adoring him and accepting him. In the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that one can serve the Lord by offering the result of one's own work. It does not matter what one does. Generally, men may say that whatever they are doing is inspired by God, but that is not all. One should actually work on behalf of God as a servant of God. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 9:27, Yat karosi yat jagnasi yat juhosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi konteya yat kurashvat mat arpanam. Do whatever you like or whatever may be easier for you to do. Eat whatever you may eat, sacrifice whatever you can sacrifice, give whatever you can give to charity, and do whatever you may undertake in penance, but everything must be done for him only. If you do business or if you accept some employment, do so on behalf of the Lord. Whatever you may eat, whatever you may offer, the same to the Lord, and be assured that he will return the food after eating it himself. He is complete, whole, and therefore whatever he may eat is offered by the devotee, is accepted because of the devotee's love, but again it is returned as prasad for the devotee so that he can be happy by eating. In other words, be servant of God and live peacefully in that consciousness, ultimately returning home back to Godhead. It is said in the Skanda Purana, Yasya smitya namoktya tapo yagna kriyartishu nunam sampurannatam eti satyo vande tam uchatam. I offer my obeisances unto him, the infallible, because simply by either remembering him or vibrating his holy name, one can attain the perfection of all penances, sacrifices of fruitive activities. And this process can be universally followed. It is enjoined. Bhagavatam 2:3:10. Akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udarati tirvena bhakta yogena yajate purushamparam. Though a person be full of desires or have no desires, he may follow this path of infallible bhakti yoga for complete perfection. One need not be anxious to propitiate each and every demigod and goddess, because of the root of all of them is personality of Godhead. As by pouring water on the root of a tree, one serves and enlivens all the branches and leaves. By entering service unto the Supreme Lord, one can automatically serve every god and goddess without extraneous effort. The Lord is all-pervading, and therefore service unto him is also all-pervading. This fact is corroborated in the Skanda Purana as follows. Archita Deva Devasa Sankha Chakra Gada Dara Archita Sarva Devasur Yata Sarva Gata Hari. When the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, who carries in his hands a conch shell, wheel, club and lotus flower, is worshipped, certainly all other demigods are worshipped automatically, because Hari, the personality of Godhead, is all-pervading. Therefore, in all cases, namely nominative, objective, causative, dative, ablative, possessive and supportive, everyone is benefited by such transcendental loving service to the Lord. The man who worships the Lord himself, who is worshipped, the cause for which the Lord is worshipped, the source of supply, the place where such worship is done, etc., everything is benefited by such an action. Even during the annihilation of the material world, the process of bhakti yoga can be applied. Kalena nasta prayeva pralaye vinayam. The Lord is worshipped in devastation because He protects the Vedas from being annihilated. He is worshipped in every millennium or yuga. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.352, Kritya Dayata Vishnum Tretayam Yajato Maka Dvapare Paricharyayam Kalo Tadhari Kirtanat. In the Vishnu Purana it is written, Sahanistan Mahachitram Samaha Sachi Vibraham Yanmuhartam Shantama Vapi Vasudevam Chi Nachinyat Chintayat. If even for a moment remembrance of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is missed, that is the greatest loss, that is the greatest illusion, and that is the greatest anomaly. The Lord can be worshipped in all stages of life. For instance, even in the wombs of their mothers, Maharaj Prahlad and Maharaj Parikshit worshipped the Lord, even in his very childhood, at the age of only 5 years, Rudra Maharaj worshipped the Lord. Even in full youth, Maharaj Ambarish worshipped the Lord. And even in the last stage of his frustration and old age, Maharaj Dhritarashtra worshipped the Lord. Ajamil worshipped the Lord even at the point of death. Chitraketu worshipped the Lord even in heaven and in hell. In the Narasimha Purana, it is said that as the hellish inhabitants began to chant the holy name of the Lord, they began to be elevated from hell towards heaven. Durvasa Muni has also supported this view. Mucheta yanyani yudeta narakopi. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, the inhabitants of hell became released from the hellish persecution. So the conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam, as given by Sukadev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit, is Eta nirvidyatmanaman manamanam ichantam akuti bhayam yoginam nirpa nirnatam hare namanu kirtanam. O King, it is finally decided that everyone, namely Hare Krishna, O King, it is finally decided that everyone, namely those in the renounced order of life, the mystics and the enjoyers of fruitive work, should chant the holy name of the Lord fearlessly to achieve the desired success in their pursuits. Bhagavatam 2.1.11. Similarly, as indicated indirectly in various places in revealed scriptures, 1. Even though one is well versed in all the Vedas and scriptures, if one is not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, he is considered to be the lowest of mankind. 2. In the Garuda Purana, Brihad Naradiya Purana and Padma Purana, the same is repeated. What is the use of Vedic knowledge and penances for one who is devoid of devotional service to the Lord? What is the comparison of thousands of Prajapatis to one devotee of the Lord? Sukadeva Goswami said in Bhagavatam 2.4.17 that neither the ascetic nor one who is greatly munificent nor one who is famous nor the great philosophers nor the great oculist nor anyone else can achieve the desired result without being engaged in the service of the Lord. 5. Even if a place is more glorious than heaven, there is no glorification of the Lord of Vaikuntha or his pure devotee. It should at once be quitted. 6. The pure devotee refuses to accept all the 5 different types of liberation in order to be engaged in the service of the Lord. The final conclusion, therefore, is that the glories of the Lord must be always and everywhere proclaimed. One should hear about his glories, one should chant about his glories, one should always remember his glories, because that is the highest perfection stage of life. As far as fruitive work is concerned, it is limited to an enjoyable body. As far as yoga is concerned, it is limited to the acquirement of mystic power. As far as empirical philosophy is concerned, it is limited to the attainment of transcendental knowledge. And as far as transcendental knowledge is concerned, it is limited to attainment of salvation. Even if they are adopted, there is every chance of discrepancies in discharging the particular type of functions. But adoption of the transcendental devotion service of the Lord has no limit. Nor is there fear of falling down. The process automatically reaches the final stage by the grace of the Lord. In the preliminary stages of devotion service, there is an apparent requisite for knowledge. But in the higher stage, there is no necessity of such knowledge. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Bhagavan Ki. The best and the guaranteed path of progress is therefore in engagement in Bhakti Yoga, pure devotional service. The cream of Srimad Bhagavatam in the foregoing four shlokas is sometimes squeezed out by the impersonalists for different interpretation in their favor, but it should be carefully noted that the four shlokas were first described by the personality of Godhead himself, and thus the impersonalist has no scope to enter into them. He has no conception of personality of Godhead, therefore the impersonalist may squeeze out any interpretation from them. But such interpretation will never be accepted by those who are taught in the disciplic succession from Brahma, as it will be cleared up in the following verses. Besides that, the Shruti confirms that the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, never reveals himself to anyone who is falsely proud of his academic knowledge. The Shruti mantra clearly says in the Katha Upanishad 1.2.23, Nayamatma, Nayamatma, Pravachana Labhya, Namedya, Na Bahuta Shrutena, Yameva Savrinute Tena Labhyas, Tasyasya Atma Vinute Tanam Swam. The whole matter is explained by the Lord himself, and one who has no approach to the Lord is his personal feature can rarely understand the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam without being taught by the Bhagavatas in the disciplic succession. That's the end of the purport. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Guravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunshwadi Pashchatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you, Sangita Priya. Thank you very much.
So we've got about half an hour. We've got to 8:45 to finish the class like that. Hare Krishna.
So this is, of course, this is the last, this is the summum, these Chatusloka, these four verses, contains the whole of Bhagavatam in four verses. And so therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes that the whole purpose of this Bhagavatam is to know the ultimate goal of life. And it says Srila Prabhupada is Vishnu. So the question is how to get or acquire this ultimate goal. And the whole purport, majority, is speaking about the bona fide spiritual master. The first example when I read this purport was Dhruva Maharaj, We know that Dhruva's, the history of Dhruva Maharaj, and how he attained the darshan of Lord Narayan by the mercy of Narada Muni Narada Muni's instructions, what mantra to chant. He got darshan of Lord Narayan within a few months, 6 months. So similarly, the spiritual master is says in purport somewhere, the transcendental medium, because we cannot directly approach Krishna. Just because Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted to get Narayan, but he couldn't. So Narayan said, "Who is this boy doing these austerities?" So Narada Muni went down there, tested him, then said, So you want to sit on the lap of your father?" He says, "And my stepmother told me that the way is to get Narayan." Said, "No." Said, no, "I'm Narada Muni. You come back with me to your palace. You can sit on the lap of your father on the throne." He said, no. I want Narayan. If you don't give me Narayan, get out. I don't want you." This is how, in one class, Govinda Maharaj explains like this. So then, Govinda Maharaj is explaining, Narada Muni was testing Dhruva Maharaj, was testing him to see if he was sincere, to see if he is qualified to get the darshan of Lord Narayan. And Narada Muni could see that this boy, very young boy, could actually see he was qualified, he had the adhikar to get the darshan. So you chant Om Namo Vasudevaya, do this sadhana, that sadhana, this sadhana, and described Lord Narayan from the top of his head to the top to his toe. Within some short time, you will get your darshan of Lord Narayan, and you will. So similarly, when the spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, in, as it says in the parampara, in the deliberate succession, his spiritual master he knows. And so first of all, we have to understand who the spiritual master is. And it's being explained that the spiritual master has two identities. Every morning we sing Nakunja Nuna Rati Keli Sidai Ya Yakta Yukta Pasanya Tadrati Daksha Tati Vali Daksha Vandeda Groshi Chananana Vindam. The spiritual master is very dear because he is expert in assisting the gopis who at different times make different tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving affairs with the within the groves of Vrindavan. Offer my most full obeisances to that lotus feet as such a spiritual master. So, in one aspect, he's Radha Priya Sakhi, an intimate associate of Radha and Krishna. And then, as it says in the purport, book, that he's a very confidential servitor. So the next verse, we all know, Saksadivasadvaina Saksamasastre Yutastha Pravatatasadhi Kuntu Prabhu Yur Priyavayatasya Vandeham Guru Shri Guru Vandam. The spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, offer my respects unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari. So this is Saksadhari, the spiritual master of Sri Hari. He is to be worshipped like as the Supreme Lord, but there is a difference. The spiritual master is the servitor of the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord is to be worshipped. So this is the difference. Govinda Maharaj explains this, that the spiritual master, he is one form of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is to be worshipped, but to be worshipped, so it means that he's worshipped as the servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the second aspect is that he is Nityananda Prakash. He's a manifestation of Lord Nityananda. So therefore, by the mercy of the spiritual master, one can make an advancement, as we says in the first eight. Yashat prasada bhagavat prasado yashapasan tapiyata mitopi tapiyam svantasya jastasi sanyam vandeyam kroshi sharavindam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. And without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I shall always remember and praise my spiritual master at least three times a day. I should offer my obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. So, without the mercy of the spiritual master, as just read by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and also Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his bhajan, Guru Dev Kripa Bindu Diya. O Guru Dev, by the drop of your mercy, make this servant of yours more humbler than a blade of grass. Give me the strength to bear all trials and troubles and free from all desires for personal honor. O Lord and Master, invest me with the power to properly honor all living beings. Only then will I sing the holy name in great ecstasy and will my all offences cease? O Lord and Master, when will this devotee be blessed by obtaining your mercy? I am low, fallen, and devoid of all strength and intelligence. Please make me your beloved servant. When I examine myself, I find nothing of value. Your mercy is therefore essential to me. If you are not merciful, I will constantly weep and will not maintain my life anymore. And in another song from Bhakti Thakur, O Vaishnav Thakur, O Vaishnav Thakur, O ocean of mercy, be merciful to me, your servant, and purify me by the shade of your lotus feet. Your feet I humbly hold, controlling my six urges and purifying me of the six faults. Please give to me, your servant, the six good qualities. Oh, give me the six kinds of holy association, and I have sat down here in hope of having your company. Alone I find I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. I beg you, therefore, please be merciful, and with a particle of faith, give me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours, and you are able to give him to me. For such is your power, I am indeed wretched, and simply run after you, crying, Krishna, Krishna. So from these bhajans, Bhagavan Thakur is saying that we have to be a beggar, begging for the mercy of Lord, of the spiritual master. And when the spiritual master, he can give us Krishna, because he has Krishna, because he has captured Krishna in his heart. For a devotee who has captured Krishna in his heart, only he can give. So such a spiritual master, he can give Krishna because he has bound up Krishna's heart. And therefore, he can give the devotee who's sincerely seeking the ultimate goal of life, which is to get Krishna, to bind Krishna up in the heart. By his mercy, we can get him and make Krishna the sole object of our life and preach the glories of Krishna. And so therefore, to serve Krishna with bhakti, with love and devotion. And it says in the beginning of the purport here, to unfold the mystery of bhakti yoga. So what is this mystery of bhakti yoga? If one has read Madhurya Kanamani, Vishnavacharya Thakur explains that in the book From Shraddha to Prema, that bhakti comes from bhakti. Doesn't come, nothing else comes from Bhakti comes from. So, Bhakti. So, who is this? Bhakti comes from Bhakti. Bhakti means Bhakti Devi. And Bhakti Devi, according to Srila Prabhupada's commentary on Bhakti Rasa Sindhu, Bhakti Devi means Srimati Radharani. From that creeper, Shraddha, and then all the way up to Prema. And on the way up, there are different leaves. One is knowledge, one is austerity, one is renunciation. So these leaves, there are two sides to the leaves, two sides of each leaf. One is the rough side, that is compared to Vaidhi Bhakti. And the smooth side is compared to Raghunuga Bhakti. So then, knowledge, whatever knowledge we... So knowledge is a, what we could, so you could call a side effect of bhakti. Our renunciation is a side of bhakti. The more this bhakti lata creeper grows, renunciation will come automatically. Knowledge will come automatically. Austerity will come automatically. Things like that. So we have to, because in Guru Tattva, Srimati Radharani is the Guru. Radha Prema Bhakti, one verse describes it. Radha Prema Guru Ami Shishnaha. Radha, Krishna, is saying to Radharani that, Radha, your prema is my guru, and I am your shishya, I am your disciple. So she's the topmost in Guru Tattva. She's the highest. So that's the highest. So the other day, I was listening to a class by my Chaitanya Chandra Babu, who's a disciple of Govinda Maharaj from Gadagiri, Zoom class.